in the limelight.
A recent forecast suggests that by the year 2050, the number of people driven from their homes by ecological catastrophes could be 900% greater than the 100 million forced to flee conflicts over the last decade. We have prepared an article for you in this regard, written by Nick Terse Ryder. This article is published under the heading, Climate Refugees Will Soon Surpass Those Displaced by War. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. At least 100 million people have been forced to flee their homes due to violence, persecution, or other forms of public disorder over the last decade, according to UNHCR, the United Nations Refugee Agency. That's about 1 in every 97 people on the planet, roughly 1% of humanity. If such war victims had been given their own state to homestead, it would be the 14th largest nation population-wise in the world. By the end of June, according to the Internal Displacement Monitoring Center, an additional 4.8 million people had been uprooted by conflict, with the most devastating increases in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Burkina Faso. Yet, as dismal as these numbers may be, they are said to be dwarfed by people displaced by another signature story of our time, climate change. Already shocking numbers have been put to flight by fires and superstorms, and so much worse is yet to come, according to experts. A recent forecast suggests that by the year 2050, the number of people driven from their homes by ecological catastrophes could be 900% greater than the 100 million forced to flee conflicts over the last decade. Women, children, and men driven from their homes by conflict have been a defining feature of modern warfare. For almost a century now, combat correspondents have witnessed such scenes again and again. The Second World War was a cataclysmic conflagration involving 70 nations and 70 million combatants. Fighting stretched across three continents in unparalleled destructive fury, including terror bombing, countless massacres, two atomic attacks, and the killing of 60 million people, most of them civilians. An unprecedented global war causing unimaginable suffering, it nonetheless left far fewer people homeless than the 79.5 million displaced by conflicts and crises as 2019 ended. How can violence displace people already exceed the Second World War's total by almost 20 million without even counting the nearly 5 million more added in the first half of 2020? Today, according to UNHCR, ever fewer war refugees and IDPs are able to rebuild their lives. In 1990s, an average of 1.5 million refugees were able to return home annually. For the last 10 years, that number has dropped to around 385,000. Today, about 77% of the world's refugees are trapped in long-term displacement situations thanks to forever wars like the conflict in Afghanistan that, in its multiple iterations, is now in its sixth decade. Thank you. One of the most dramatic drivers of displacement over the last 20 years, according to researchers from Brown University's Cost of War project, has been that conflict in Afghanistan and the 7 other most violent wars the U.S. military has launched or participated since 2001. In the wake of September 11th incidents and the decision of George W. Bush administration to launch a global war on terror, conflicts the United States initiated, escalated, or participated in, specifically in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Pakistan, the Philippines, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen, have displaced between 37 million and 59 million people. While U.S. troops have also seen combat in Burkina Faso and Washington has pumped hundreds of millions of dollars into that country, its displaced aren't even counted in the cost of war tally. And yet, there is a clear link between the U.S.-backed overthrow of Libya's autocrat Muammar Gaddafi in 2011 and Burkina Faso's desperate state today. Ever since the West assassinated Gaddafi, and I'm conscious of using that particular word, Libya has been completely destabilized. Sherif Sy, Burkina Faso's defense minister, explained in a 2019 interview. While at the same time it was the country with the most guns, it has become an arms cache for the region. Those arms helped destabilize neighboring Mali and led to 2012 coup by U.S.-trained officer. 2 years later, another U.S.-trained officer seized power in Burkina Faso during a popular uprising. This year, yet another U.S.-trained officer overthrew yet another government in Mali. All the while, terrorist attacks have been ravaging the region. The Sahel has been the most dramatic escalation of violence since mid-2017, according to a July report by the Africa Center for Strategic Studies, a Defense Department research institution. In 2005, Burkina Faso didn't even warrant mention in the Africa Overview section of the State Department annual report on terrorism. Still, more than 15 separate American security assistance programs were brought to bear there, about $100 million in the last 2 years alone. Meanwhile, militant violence in the country has skyrocketed from just 3 attacks in 2015 to 516 in the 12 months from mid-2019 to mid-2020, according to the Pentagon's Africa Center. The violence in Burkina Faso has led to a cascade of compounding crises. Around 1 million Burkinabe are now displaced, a 1,500% increase since last January, and the number only keeps rising. So do the attacks and the fatalities. And this is just the beginning, since the Burkina Faso finds itself on the front lines of yet another crisis, a global disaster that's expected to generate levels of displacement that will dwarf today's historic figures. Burkina Faso has been battered by desertification and environmental degradation since at least 1960s. In 1973, a drought led to the death of 100,000 people there and in 5 other nations of the Sahel. Severe drought and hunger struck again in mid-1980s, and aid agencies began privately warning that those living in the north of the country would need to move southward as farming became ever less feasible. By the early 2000s, despite persistent droughts, the cattle population of the country had doubled, leading to increasing ethnic conflict between Mossi farmers and Fulani cattle herders. The war now tearing the country apart largely divides along those same ethnic lines. As the decade wore on, rising temperatures and new rainfall patterns, droughts followed by flash floods, increasingly drew farmers from their villages, while desertification swelled the populations of urban centers. In a report published earlier this year, William Kemley of Global Protection Cluster, a network of non-governmental organizations, international aid groups, and United Nations agencies, noted that in Burkina Faso, climate change is crippling livelihoods, exacerbating food insecurity, and intensifying armed conflict and violent extremism. Sitting at the edge of the Sahara Desert, the country has long faced ecological adversity that's only worsening as the front lines of climate change steadily spread across the planet. Forecasts now warn of increasing ecological disasters and resource wars, supercharging the already surging phenomenon of global displacement. According to a recent report by the Institute for Economics and Peace, a think tank that produces annual global terrorism and peace indices, 2 billion people already face uncertain access to sufficient food, a number set to jump to 3.5 billion by 2050. Another 1 million live in countries that do not have the current resilience to deal with the ecological changes that are expected to face in the future. The report warns that the global climate crisis may displace as many as 1.2 billion people by 2050. Burkina Faso can't deal with the 1 million people already displaced by conflict, and the world can't deal with the almost 80 million people already driven from their homes by violence. So how will we cope with 1.2 billion people, nearly the population of China or India, likely to be displaced by climate-driven conflicts, water wars, increasing ecological devastation, and other unnatural disasters in the next 30 years? In the decades ahead, ever more of people will find themselves on roads like the one to affected countries, running from the devastation of raging wildfires or uncontrolled floodwaters, successive hurricanes or supercharged cyclones, withering droughts, spiraling conflicts, or the next life-altering pandemic.